Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Lots About Something podcast. This is the podcast where we, the Lots, always talk about something. Thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of your day and your week. My name is Chris. I am one of your hosts, and I am, of course, joined, as always, by your favorite, Christy. How are you doing today, Christy?
Doing good.
Doing good. Christy, are you having a wonderful week?
I had a good week. I've been productive today.
Yeah.
I cleaned out the pantry.
Wow.
Cleaned out the refrigerator.
Okay. Are we just jumping into what's new?
Maybe. I just was telling you how my day was going.
All right. Well, wonderful. Well, before you get too far into it, I want to just really quickly say hello to our 7 returning listeners. You know, we have 7 that faithfully listen. And so, glad about that. Appreciate them being here.
Well, you know, I'm just putting a plug in so I get them interested right away.
Oh, you're you're trying to hook them in with clean pantry talk.
I get them right away. They're already tuned in to what's next.
Well, I do hope we get a grocery update, because that's really the reason that brings the 7 listeners back every week. And so hopefully we're going to get a grocery update. I'm gonna have to play our grocery update stinger before you do that, though. So just let me know.
Do you have it?
I will say it. I will say it with my mouth.
Oh, you know what it is?
Yeah, I'm gonna just say it with my mouth.
Okay.
So anyway, to our 7 returning listeners, welcome in. If you're a brand new listener, we're so glad that you're here. Thank you so much for joining us, hanging out with us today. Tina, I know that you are antsy and waiting. Why don't we jump into our first segment of what's new? Catch everybody up with what's going on in our world since the last time we did the podcast. Do you have anything new you want to share, talk about?
Well, as I was saying in our
Is this a preview, grocery update?
We could do a grocery update.
Bum, bum, bum. Now for today's grocery update.
Not a whole lot's going on. I will say that Zan, Z-A-N-N,
okay,
was my Instacart, what do you call her? Picker-upper?
Grocery shopper?
She was my shopper today. And if I could actually meet her in person, she did a fabulous job at picking out my groceries.
So hooray for Zan.
Tying them in a knot so they wouldn't go anywhere. She was definitely a good Instacart shopper. I would have to give her 5 thumbs up if I could.
5 thumbs?
She was good. She was that good.
Oh, okay.
Granted, she didn't have a lot to get from Kroger because most of my order came from Walmart today. I had to do 2 grocery orders.
I've noticed that we've started not buying groceries at one place, but now we're buying them at 2 places.
Well, we're paying for it. We might as well get a biggest bang for our buck, I guess. Well, I had to shop at Kroger because Walmart had no strawberries today.
Okay.
And I needed strawberries. And in order to get a 30, you have to have a $35 limit at Kroger, or they charge you a fee, even though we pay for Boost. And so I had to do some of my grocery shopping there because they had strawberries today. But anyway, I did 2 grocery I discovered if I open up both apps and shop from both stores at the same time, it's easier to get what I want here and what's on sale there and all that. So we've already gotten our groceries for the day.
Yeah.
I cleaned out the pantry, as I said.
Exciting lives.
You know, I opened it up today and I thought, I need to clean this out. And if I should have done a before and an after for our Spotify. I guess we could have shown it on Instagram. I threw away things that were out of date, took things out of boxes and put the boxes in the recycling bin. So to me, when you fill up your recycling bin with boxes, that's very productive.
We very seldom, we have a big, huge, it's like the size of a trash can, recycling bin. We very rarely fill it up.
Sometimes we do. Sometimes it's more convenient, and I'm sure this is, if you don't have a place inside the house for recyclables, like cans or milk jugs and stuff, 9 times out of 10, it's going to go in the trash because that's just a more convenient place to put it. But I do try to recycle what should be recycled for the most part. But I'm not you know, perfect at it. But anyway, so that's what I've been doing today.
Very well. Very well. Is that the end of our grocery update?
I think so.
Our today's grocery update is brought to you by Tina.
Okay.
I don't know.
You just made that up.
I made that part up right there. Yeah. I made that part up. Well, something else new that we have going on this week is you and I made an appearance out in the wild this mm-hmm. week. You and I don't normally get out into the wild, and by the wild, I mean like into the public. I think it's our seven fans chase us down typically wanting autographs. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, the celebrities don't go out unless they're incognito.
I'm just kidding. No, typically you and I are not out. We are not people that are out and about.
Especially after five.
However, you six. And I made an appearance out and about last night.
And we were spotted.
We went to our Augusta Green Jackets baseball game. They're the minor league baseball team. It was their opening day. And I kind of got hyped up about it. I don't know why. Yesterday morning, I saw on Instagram that it was their opening day. And here's what they said. Okay. They said gates open at 5:30. Game starts at 7:00. All right. Cool. Sounds great. Then they said, first 2,000 people get a golf towel.
That was true.
I said, okay, great. And it was nice.
We should show our golf towel.
And then it said, there will be a special concert by somebody, I don't remember who, at 5:30. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know what? This would be fun. It's opening day, which is fun. It is, you get a free gift, which is fun. You get a, there's a concert and I think the other part of that was they had a new hat that just came out that I wanted to buy. That was an Augusta Green Jackets hat that I wanted to buy. So I think all of those things collectively put together, I thought this would be fun. And so I went in. Yesterday, when I saw it, I said, hey, would you be interested in going to the Green Jackets game? You said, no. Ask Emma. So I went and asked Emma. Emma, no. Asked Lily. Lily had to work, but she probably would have been a no. And so I thought, I just won't go. Well, then I sat on it for a little bit, and I think I had decided that I was just going to go by myself. I kind of just decided I'm going to just go by myself. And then you said, well, I don't want you to go by yourself. I'll go with you. And so you ended up going. I don't know that you necessarily wanted to go, but you went with me and I appreciated it. We had a good time. We ate funnel cake fries. Mm-hmm. I had peanuts. We drank two large souvenir cup Diet Cokes. It was very tasty. But I will say the baseball game was fun. They didn't score a whole lot. We left in the fifth inning. We didn't right after the fifth inning we left, so we didn't stay. But we saw all the runs. Nobody scored any more runs. It was 2-1. Green Jackets won, and nobody scored any beyond what we saw. So we saw all the runs scored. But the part that I think was a letdown was, number one, they didn't have the hat that I wanted. It was only online. Mm-hmm. So you had to order it online. The second,
just your size or the whole hat?
All the fitted hats. Now, they had a floppy hat like this one. Mm-hmm. They had that, but I wanted the flat bill like these up here, the flat bill, and they only had those online. Mm-hmm. The thing that I think disappointed me the most was the concert. Because in my mind, I had this idea that they would be like, because I've been to concerts like at baseball games before, and typically they are out on the field, they're playing music, and then they're on some kind of makeshift stage, and then they take the stage down and then get the baseball thing ready. So that's what I was thinking in my mind. Like, they're going to be out on the field. It's going to be this whole shindig. No, it was two dudes and a keyboard over in a corner, just playing music through the speaker system, and really, honestly, they were more annoying than anything.
I didn't even see them.
Like, I saw them when I was getting our drinks.
Oh, did you? Maybe that's how you saw them. I just don't think that being opening day, you'd want a whole, you don't want to have to set up a whole concert to take down for, because they're getting the yard, they're already getting the field ready. I don't know if every baseball stadium does that. But every Green Jackets game I've been to,
yeah.
When you get there early, they're spraying the dirt and making the line. So,
well, in hindsight, all the other concerts that I've ever seen at a baseball field typically were after the game.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the makeshift stage and all that kind of stuff. I guess I just made it up in my mind that it was going to be something that it wasn't. I didn't even know that I would like the music. Could barely even hear the music. So I still don't know if I liked it or not.
It honestly,
they did play Hotel California at one point, which was kind of good.
It could have been just CD music to me.
It really could have.
And I wouldn't have known that somebody was playing it.
Even the announcer, when he was like, okay, that's it for so-and-so. I didn't even hear what they said their name was. Still. So I felt like I got gypped off on the concert part. The other thing that I made up in my mind is every time we go, we normally park right across the street. And evidently that was like a prepaid parking deal that I didn't even know existed. And so they were like, oh, we're already sold out. You can't park here. And I could have let that frustrate me. Because I had it all in my mind. You know how you kind of set your mind on what you think? Even though you have no reason to think that, but that's what you just kind of believe is what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't. I just said, okay. And then we ended up having to park and walk farther.
It wasn't too far.
It wasn't too bad, but still. It wasn't what I had. Because I thought, I'm going to get there at 5:30. It's way early. Nobody else is going to be there. But, bro, it was packed.
Yeah, my introverted self, when we couldn't get in the one parking lot, I thought, oh my goodness, it's already, that parking lot's already packed. Where are we going to park?
I don't know how many people that stadium can hold, but when the game starts, there's tons of open seats, but it felt like it was outside. When you were going in, you felt like there was going to be standing room only.
I'll say this about my introverted self. Our seating situation.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up.
At the stadium, I don't even know how to say it, except to be nice. I'm just going to be nice.
You say what you're going to say, and I'll say it the way that I see it.
We had two good seats. We did.
Yeah.
And then the people beside me, because I knew you were going to want to sit on the end.
So
the end chair.
All right. We were three seats from the end. So you had two seats on the very end. Mm-hmm. So if you're facing the field, the left, there were two seats beside us.
Well, you had space between you and
them. But there was a column.
Yeah, you had space.
And so it created space in between my seat and the seat to my left.
And I knew you're going to want that seat.
So you let me sit there. I was off getting drinks. So you decided where we were sitting. And it's probably a good thing.
I was being nice.
Because you got sandwiched between two fatties. I'm just going to say it right now. I'm just going to say it. You got sandwiched between two fatties. Because I'm a large gentleman. And there was a lady that came up. And man, she was a large lady as well.
The seats were small.
Call it what you want.
The seats were small.
You were in a fatty sandwich.
And I looked over at you and I said, I feel like a tuna sandwich right now. I couldn't move. She kept rubbing up against me and apologizing. And I was like, it's okay.
Part of that was she was eating food. And so she kept reaching around getting her food. Then she had to get her phone out of her back pocket. I thought, poor phone.
Tina.
I'm surprised that poor phone made it.
Poor Tina, her phone. And so I was just stuck in a tuna sandwich is what I called it, because I wasn't going anywhere. Good news is it was breezy out. I was blocked from all sides. I wasn't going to be any wind coming anywhere. I was comfortable. I had the walls up. Nobody, I wasn't going to be cold because I was very secure in my seat, but I wanted to be nice about it. I didn't want to, you know, say anything out of the way, but.
You should have looked over and said, move it, fatty.
No, I would never do that. Ever do that. I just remember looking over at you. It's like, you're like, you all right? I was like, I feel like I'm in a tuna sandwich right now.
I was surprised that she didn't, because right behind where we were sitting, I love those seats. Right behind where we're standing, sitting is like a tray, and you can stand there. Mm-hmm. I was surprised that, because she got up and left for a long time. Mm-hmm. She was with the little group. They had a little chorus group from a school that sang the national anthem. She was with that group. Mm-hmm. And so I thought maybe she was leaving after they left, because she left for a long time after they sang.
Yeah.
She came back with more food.
She kept she did. And in my mind, I was thinking, Dippin' Dots? Pretzel? And French fries. But I wasn't judging. I wouldn't. I was going to keep things to myself. And she kept apologizing. And things like that don't bother me. But I will say my introverted self was like, man, this is not the place that I want to be sitting right now. I would like to have been on the end. I like to sit on the end away from nobody on the other side of me. And I was between two people. So it was very...
So after we left after the fifth inning, after the fourth inning, the people that were to that other side of that pole, it was a gentleman and his son, they left. Mm-hmm. And so he looked over. He said, hey, y'all want to scoot down in our seats? And so we sat down there. He had great seats.
Comfortable.
Yeah, super great
seats. And I said, y'all need to get those seats next time.
Yeah.
So not near anybody. But I wasn't even going to bring it up, but when you were talking about the game, that was our gaming situation.
Anyway, had a good time. And also after the game, now we did eat some funnel cake fries while we were there. So
genius idea, whoever.
They were delicious.
It's just very convenient. We need like a lot more foods in French fry shapes.
What other foods do you think would be good in French fries?
I don't know. They made funnel cakes that way. It was just good. I don't know. What did we do?
Oh, anyway. So, I revisited a place that I was unsure how long it would take for me to revisit, but I did. Mm-hmm. Crystal Burgers. I had not eaten any Crystal Burgers since my
20 count.
Since the time I ate the 20.
Do you remember how many you ate last night?
I think I ate 6 or 7. I think that's what I ate.
All right, we got 12.
Okay.
And I only ate 4.
Well, there was one in the bag.
Oh, was it?
Or two. Maybe there were 2 left. I think there were 2
I
left.
I just seen the bag in the trash, so I just
assumed.
Yeah, there
were 2 left in the bag.
Okay.
And so I didn't eat all of those.
Okay.
So if you ate 4 and there were 2 left, I ate what? 8?
10. No.
No, I ate 8.
8?
Yeah. No, I ate 6. Wait. Yeah, 6. If you ate 4, right. I ate 6. Yeah. Because there were 2 left in the bag.
And 2 corn pups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I did eat 2 corn pups with that. Anyway, that's all that our... So, we were out in the wild. That was our out in the wild adventure for yesterday. It was fun. Enjoyed it. Now, tonight... Kicking off WrestleMania. I know that we don't have a bunch of wrestling fans, but I've been excited about this. Should be pretty good.
And you're excited, so
yeah.
I don't have a lot to say on it.
I love WrestleMania. I won't say a whole lot about it, but it's fun. It's my favorite wrestling weekend because they do all this cool stuff. They do the Hall of Fame inductions, which weren't that great this year. But normally you see old celebrities, old stars. This year they did a bunch of people that I'd never heard of. So, or people that I didn't really care for. Mm-hmm. Or weren't my favorite. Anyway. And then they do Slammy Awards. So they'll do that tomorrow. they'll do Slammy Awards, and they'll give out awards for the best performances in different categories. And then, so today, they did a pay-per-view for their NXT, which is like their right upcoming stars. Then tonight, they'll do night one, and then tomorrow, they'll do night two. And so, it's a full weekend, a full wrestling weekend.
Something else is new. Emma went in Target the other day and come out with me a present.
Oh, she did. I forgot about that.
And I thought that was sweet. She got me this Mama sweatshirt from Target. It says Mama on it. It's very soft. It's my new favorite shirt at the moment. I got my Mama hat and my Mama shirt on tonight, just so everybody knows that I'm a Mama, I guess. So that's something else that's new.
Well, Mama's Day's coming up, so yeah. There you go. Why don't we get into some weird news, Tina? We haven't done this in a couple weeks. Now, typically weird news, we read the headlines and we react.
Okay.
However, when I went looking for weird news items, there were several things that I felt like I couldn't just read the headlines about. I needed to actually get into the content. And so this is like weird news, full news story, okay? Situation here. So the first one is this, is that we are getting, so the headline is embracing for Cincada Geta. Mm-hmm. So what they're saying are these cicadas, cicadas, thank you, I'm saying it wrong. Cicadas, they're these little buzzing around little creatures.
Do you remember the first time we ever seen them?
The first time I remember ever seeing them
was in LaGrange.
We lived in LaGrange. I don't remember ever seeing them before that. Mm-mm. And I was like, what in the world was this? And evidently they come out of the ground every so many years. Mm-hmm. But there's something that's going to happen that has not happened since 1803. Mm-hmm. Thomas Jefferson was the president when what is going to happen this year is going to happen. Mm-hmm. And essentially what it is there's two different breeds of cicadas. One comes out of the ground every 13 years. One comes out of the ground every 17 years. But for the first time since 1803, they are both going to come out of the ground at the same time. Mm-hmm. And so they are saying that it's going to be like this mass onslaught of cicadaism, and people in the Midwest, and here's what this article said, residents in the Midwest and the Southeast should brace themselves for a season of high-pitched buzzing. Mm-hmm. More reason to not ever go outside, don't you think?
Did they say it was because of the eclipse coming?
I did not hear that, but I didn't think of that.
I think it is.
So they could be seen in Iowa, Wisconsin, Michigan,
South Carolina,
Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Missouri, Mississippi, North Carolina, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia.
And if you've never seen one, they kind of look like a grasshopper with wings, and they look red.
They are wild looking. Mm-hmm. They look like zombies, like flying little bug zombies.
They do not look like zombies.
They look like little bug zombies.
Well, you said zombies.
Bug zombies is what they look like. They're very annoying, and they just buzz around. They make noise all the time.
Yeah, you'll hear them.
So yeah. You were not. You must be aware of cicada.
I've already heard about it.
Oh, have you? Mm-hmm. So this is. I'd heard about it briefly the other day, but I wasn't paying attention, and then I saw it in weird news.
More than a trillion cicadas will emerge. A trillion. Can you imagine that?
I can't. I can't imagine a trillion of anything.
Are we supposed to kill?
I'm going to. We need one of those salt. Have you ever seen those salt guns that shoot pellets of salt? Have you ever seen those?
No.
They're like, I don't know what you use them for. Evan's got one. But they shoot salt pellets.
My only concern is I know that they're real, and I have seen them. And so I truly believe that, you know, there could be a bunch of them.
All right, salt pellet gun.
Why would you want a salt pellet gun?
You shoot them at bugs. Here it is. You get this salt pellet gun right here, and you shoot it at bugs. Only $109? Sure, this looks like an elite. This looks like an elite kind of a gun.
Well, why wouldn't you just use a fly swatter? I guess you shoot them at flies.
What if you miss?
Why wouldn't you use a fly swatter?
Okay, here we go. They've got it on Amazon.
Imagine they are a lot cheaper.
$49 on Amazon.
Nope. Not in the budget.
Salt pellet. We may need to get... It may be worth an investment. Oh, look. They got a salt handgun. Bro, can you imagine? That looks too real. This looks like a straight-up pistol. I'd have to get a yellow one. I wouldn't want to be carrying around a white one. $299 for a pistol? Bro, can you not just throw salt at the bugs? I think we'll just do that. We'll just throw handfuls of salt at bugs. All right. We'll save some money there. Okay. Next weird news item. Okay. So here is the headline. Virginia Wildlife Center staff wears fox masks while caring for an orphaned kit. Okay.
Okay.
So what it appears has happened is in Richmond, Virginia, employees of this wildlife center have rescued a baby fox. And so to trick it into thinking that its mother is caring for them, they're wearing fox masks.
It's so creepy. You got to show that on the... Could you imagine what the little fox is thinking?
Yeah, so they're wearing fox masks, and they've also, you can't see it in this picture, but they've got it laying on a stuffed animal fox. So, and they're feeding it with a dropper.
Yeah.
Is how they're feeding it, but they're trying to make it think that it's being cared for by its mother. And by wearing these fox masks on their face.
It's very weird.
So you could go, if you go to the let's see, Richmond Wildlife Center in Virginia's Facebook page, evidently they've got a video of them caring for this. So anyway, I thought that was pretty
weird.
Pretty interesting. I mean, I don't know how effective that is.
That just looks creepy to me. That looks like if a kid came across that would be bad dream city right there.
It doesn't look like a happy fox.
He looks like the big bad wolf.
Yeah.
The little Red Riding Hood. He's about to get you right there.
Yeah, he's not, I mean, it's hard to describe. He's very shaggy.
All I'd say is if I was
he's got big
fox,
giant teeth.
I just lay there and think, okay. This hit my mama, but okay.
Whatever you want to do, whatever you want to feed me, I'll let you.
I'm
feed
not
me.
Moving. Yeah.
All right. So I thought that was interesting. Another interesting story that I saw that I felt like I really needed to get into was that we have something that is coming back that's been gone for about 13 years, and we're excited about it coming back because the headline reads. Paris race celebrates the servers who nourish city's life and soul. So evidently in Paris, every year up until 13 years ago, so for 110 years, they would once a year do a race where waiters would have to carry a croissant, a cup of coffee, and a glass of water through the streets of Paris without spilling it. And it was this, 110-year tradition. Well, they stopped doing it 13 years ago, and now they've just decided to bring it back. Mm-hmm. So it's this race to celebrate, and the reason they do it is to celebrate the servers. And it says even though that they are famously moody France would not be the same without them. Or the restaurant experiences in France would not be the same without them. I've never been to France, so I cannot speak to that. But yeah. Nonetheless, the race is back. Are you excited about this?
That doesn't bother me. Okay. Either way.
All right. Last thing is this. It's just a feel-good story.
Okay.
I use the word feel-good as a pun. Okay? Punxsutawney Phil.
Okay.
The hedgehog.
Yes.
He and his wife, Phyllis, are now proud parents of two babies.
They had twins?
They had two babies. They're hedgehog or groundhogs. They had two babies. Punxsutawney Phil and Phyllis.
Twins.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I will be honest.
Did they name them with a P?
I don't know. That's a great question. Punxsutawney had his first children. We believe that they're two groundhogs. Phil and Phyllis have started a family. It does not say if they've named them yet or not. Now, I'll be honest. I don't know a whole lot about Punxsutawney Phil other than what I've seen. I know more about Punxsutawney Phil from the movie Groundhog Day than anywhere else. Have you ever seen this movie?
Just barely.
It gets on my nerves.
I've never seen a lot of it. I just know it repeats itself.
I've seen it, not to be punny, but I've seen it over and over and over again. Like, I've seen it tons and tons of times. It drives me crazy. It gets on my nerves.
Uh-huh.
But there's a couple of things about Punxsutawney Phil that I think are interesting. The first one is that Punxsutawney Phil evidently has been alive since 1886, I think it was the original. 1887, excuse me. Or that was when he first made his first groundhog celebration. He's never died. That's what they say. That's the legend of Punxsutawney Phil.
Wow.
That's
a very old groundhog.
This is an old article here, but it says that he's never had any children, but he just had two babies. Also, Punxsutawney Phil lives in a climate-controlled environment and is fed food daily.
Oh, he's living the life.
Yep. He doesn't hibernate. And also, this is the part that I thought was the best. When Phil does not make his predictions about whether, because that's the whole thing about Punxsutawney Phil, is he predicts whether you're having a early spring or a late spring. Or if it's going to come on time or not. But it says that he doesn't make his predictions in advance. After Phil emerges from his burrow, he speaks to the Groundhog Club president.
Oh, does he?
And he speaks in Groundhoggese.
Oh.
Which is a language that's only understood by the current president of the inner circle, Groundhog Club president. And then his proclamation is then translated for the world to know. So Punxsutawney Phil, man, he lives a wild life. He weighs between 11 and 17 pounds. I guess his weight fluctuates. And he likes bananas and apples.
So he's been alive since the 1800s?
That's the legend.
So he's an old groundhog to be having a baby.
Tina, that's the legend.
What?
That's the legend.
So that's not true?
It's the legend. There are other legends.
So does that mean?
The last time I brought up,
they're not
I was ridiculed because you said I was ruining things for children. But I'm just telling you that this is a legend.
It's not the same.
It is.
No, it's not.
It is the same thing. It's a legend.
No, it's not.
It's the exact same thing.
He is a real, actual pickup like a kitty cat groundhog, correct?
there.
So they're saying, do you think there's just a bunch of little Phils running around that they just.
No, he just had his first children. He can't be a bunch of little Phils.
I'm just saying. They just pick I'm one. Just and
telling you what the legend
take care
is.
Of it and then put another one out. I'm Are just, they not telling us the truth?
I'm just telling you what the legend is.
Well, I even feel like after this story that he ain't even telling us if it's spring or not.
So
the groundhog inner circle master he talks to is.
So you don't feel like that he's speaking groundhoggies to the president of the inner circle?
I don't think that he is. I thought if he ran from his shadow, then we were having a spring, and if or whatever the whatever it is, I thought if he seen the shadow yeah. or didn't see the shadow,
yeah.
that's how we determine spring or winter.
That's what happens, and then he well, tells obvious, he uses groundhog ease
I mean,
and tells the president of the inner circle. It know. Also is saying the legend also is that he's been alive since 1886.
I don't guess I understood quite what legend meant when you said it. Still think it's a little different because he's an actual animal.
Yeah.
I don't remember what we talked about before. That you said I was going to ruin everything. Or yeah. you were going to ruin everything.
I'm not going to bring it up. It's not that season, but yeah. it was around okay. December.
But evidently that's a legend. It's not a story.
It's a legend.
Okay. I still can't believe the thing said that he speaks to the man.
Yeah, he does.
That isn't true at all.
Yeah, and his wife Phyllis. But however, oh, I forgot to tell you why he lives so long. Hold on. Wait. Hold on. Okay. I completely forgot this part. There's only been one Punxsutawney Phil. He has been making predictions since 1886. Punxsutawney Phil gets his longevity of life from drinking the elixir of life, which is a secret recipe. Phil takes one sip every summer at the groundhog picnic, and it magically gives him 7 more years of life. Now, here's the problem. His wife, Phyllis, not drinking the elixir. So she's not going to make it. She eventually is going to die, which is probably why they felt like they needed to go ahead and start a family now.
I'm still blown away that he's that old.
Yeah.
And he had babies.
You can go to groundhog.org and go to Phil Facts, and you can find out all the information about Punxsutawney, old Punxsutawney Phil.
Does it say how old he is? Boots, what you doing?
Let's see. He's 100% right on his predictions. He's never gotten one wrong. He's been making predictions since February 2nd, 1887.
So he's that old?
Christy, it's a legend. The legend is that he is.
So he's not even a real groundhog?
Yes. You can see pictures of him. There's a picture of him right here.
So they just choose a groundhog to find the shadow or not? That it's not even a real Phil?
That's not what the legend is.
They just lying.
All right, look, I would imagine that this gentleman right here
that's
is the
guy
president.
He's talking
he
to.
He speaks hedgehogese.
Whatever.
Do you think he doesn't have a face that he's lying?
He's got a face of, I'm tricking the whole world by saying I'm talking to a groundhog. Oh, geezer. I'm still blown away that you act like I'm missing something. You're telling me he was in 1800s and 87. If that's the case, he's a very old groundhog. Now you're laughing at me, and I'm not understanding something. So I feel like they're getting different groundhogs to play Phil because he can't be that old. But you keep telling me he's a legend.
I'm telling you that the legend of Punxsutawney Phil is that he drinks a secret elixir. Now, let me just ask you a couple follow-up questions. Do you think that there is a secret elixir that if you drink it, it keeps you alive for 7 more years?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay. That's a good answer. That's a great answer.
Okay.
So
we're going to have a talk about this off of it.
Do you also believe in fairy dust?
No.
Because there's a legend about that as well.
No.
Do you think that...
But there's different...
Do you think that there's a magical place that short people are building toys?
No, but...
All right, there's a legend about that, though.
But listen, that is a real live groundhog.
I'm just saying.
You're telling me he's not true.
I mean, do you think that this man speaks to this animal and is speaking hedgehogese?
No.
And that this animal is telling this man whether there would be more spring or less spring? I mean, more winter or less winter?
No, he just runs from his shadow, or that's what I think.
Well, that's not what the legend says.
Okay. Carry on. I'm very gullible, and you're showing this through the eyes of the groundhog. So.
I'm not. I'm just telling you.
And you think it's funny.
I am amused by this.
Okay. Just as carry on. I'm going to hear it from several listeners out there. I can already call them by name. Dusky, Glenjamin, and Timmer. Keep your all's comments to yourself.
All right. I won't do this last one. I want to go on. Okay. But the last one was about a plan to figure out the monkey population that's taken over. Oh my gosh, that's taken over the community. That Boots just scared the bejesus out of me. Holy smokes, what's he doing? He just scared the bejesus out of me.
Leave to your right or to your left. He's just hanging onto the chair.
Boots.
Hey, folks.
What are you doing? Man.
Do you want me to get him off the chair?
I don't want him to
scratch
my chair up. All right. Well, I really don't know. I really don't know how we move forward from here, but do you have a wow for us, Tina?
Yes, I do. I don't know why you do that.
I didn't do anything.
He's gotten back up there again. You like finding stuff to read? Because I have no idea what we're talking about, and so then it makes me not understand what we're doing.
I'm as shocked as you are that this is your take.
You ready?
Yes.
Okay. In James 4 and 8. Come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. And when I read that this week, it made me think that so many of us want to love God, but we also want to love the world. And our loyalty has to be to one or the other. And I just thought that was a good wow for the week, that we should, you know, be loyal to either God or to the world. We can't actually do both.
Yeah.
And so, James 4 and 8, that's where y'all can find that if you want to go back and look at it. So.
Very good. Very good.
I'm going to get Bootsy so he doesn't.
Yeah, what's Boots doing? Literally never jumped on that chair before. Anyway, all right. Well, are you coming back, Tina? I guess that's all we have for today's episode. Why are you laughing?
Bootsy was messing up the wow.
Bootsy did mess up the wow. Do you want to do it again and re-record it?
No, but it's very chaotic in the middle of the wow. But
yeah, I don't know what he was doing. He's literally never jumped up.
He
here
wanted
like that
to be
before.
A part of the podcast, I guess.
I guess so.
But anyway. I thought it was a good wow if you want to go back and look at it. I didn't get to quite explain myself because I was distracted, but
okay.
Until next time.
All right. Well, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, thank y'all so much for jumping into the podcast. That's about all we got for today. Man, we appreciate so much. Hope that you enjoyed hanging out with us, learning about Punxsutawney Phil. I learned some things about Punxsutawney Phil today, things that I didn't know. It's pretty interesting. So, anyway, nonetheless, hopefully you will, if you enjoyed being here, if you have not already done so, you will hit the follow button, whatever platform you're listening on, Apple Podcasts, YouTube Music, maybe Spotify. You can also watch us on Spotify. You could have saw Boots, if you're watching on Spotify, climbing on my chair right here. It was wild. So hopefully you didn't miss that. Anyway, you can also follow us on Instagram and the TikToks. So, well, guys, that's all I got for you today. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We appreciate it very much.
What episode are we?
This is episode 97, I believe.
Are you serious?
I believe it's correct. 97.
So only a couple more to the 100.
Couple more to 100.
Okay.
We're getting close.
All right.
So anyway, all right. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your week. And we look forward to being back with you very soon. Until then.
See ya.
Bye, guys. Y'all have a great one.